Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I am.
Boy, am I excited about what you sent me. Wow. The book. The Unrecognized You Discovered. Phenomenal. I'm stoked. This is it. We're here. Woohoo. I just want to add that it's not the book I asked
for. Oh.
But it's a...
It's a book I saw.
And I'm glad that you're such an obedient son to our daddy. Because I'm hooked already. I just read this first chapter excerpt. I want to know what happens. I want the rest of the book. If I post this up on the website, I think other people are probably going to want to know what the rest of the book is like too.
Well, why don't you make a special deal for them?
Well, I will make a special deal. There's absolutely no question there's going to be a special deal. I think we need to get this book out. People need to read it. People need the information in it. And I feel the same way about this book as I do about our goal with the entire website. So we're going to come up with something really creative, really simple, and we're going to make it very accessible to get a hold of your new book, The Unrecognized You Discovered. So, but before we talk about that...
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it. But before we talk about how we're going to make it available, why don't you tell me a little bit of background of what inspired you to write this book?
It's kind of in the book. Really, I began depending more than I ever have, and I always have. I've never claimed to be that good of a writer. I always wait or pound on my desk or on the floor or whatever for revelation. But I really, the words, what now, and you'll notice that's the subtitle, came into my consciousness. And I said, yeah, what now? What's next? And that first chapter came roaring at me. And then just a number of interesting interchanges with different people came about, and they all forced me to do the same thing, which was to go to Dad and say, what now? So it was an unfolding. Yeah, when you get toward the end, you'll see the last five or six chapters, I kept trying to end it. And I couldn't. I'd get another chapter.
So from the small excerpt that I've read, is this a novel form again, like you did with Leapfrog?
No, it's all straight up experience stuff.
Okay, and what made you decide to use that instead of the novel format for Leapfrog?
Just because that's what came. I didn't decide. I just, chapter at a time, it came to me.
So if I were to ask you for your 30-second story on what this book is all about, so that people can get a good grasp of what to expect and what's coming, what would you say?
It's about who you really are and if you want to accept who you are. So, but that's what it's about, who you really are, if you want to accept it. And if you do, I promise you the most exciting life. That's what it's about.
Okay. I guess the title, it kind of says it all then, doesn't it?
Yeah. And once you're there, you got to go to Dad and say, okay, now what?
Oh.
Now I know who I am. What do I do now?
Okay. And so I'm kind of curious. Well, who are you?
I'm a spirit.
You're not Brad Cullen. You're the spirit that's inhabiting Brad Cullen?
Yeah. The body bag we call Brad Cullen.
Does your spirit have a name?
Actually, that you need to get that name. You have to buy my other book, Leapfrog.
That's good. Well, I think Leapfrog is a free download from our website, so we won't have to charge people for that one. And I don't think we're going to be charging a lot for this unless somebody wants a paper copy.
Well, wait a minute. I need to ask you about that.
Okay.
I think what you told me one time, because of where I stand with what I write, it was given to me, so I freely give it. And that's not just some hackneyed phrase, that's what I believe. But you, the only reason you were charging anything for the paper, the printed one with a cover, is so that you could recoup some of your costs, right?
That's about it, yeah. What I was thinking, Brad, is that we'd go forward with a pay-what-you-want philosophy.
What on earth is a pay-what-you-want philosophy?
Well, it works like this. You download the book, and you do so right after you go through the PayPal process, and all I need you to cover is the credit card fee to process your credit card, and you can either pay the 75 cents for the credit card fee, or you could pay $5, pay $10, you pay whatever you choose. Have you not heard of that philosophy?
Never heard of it.
Well, there was a fairly famous rock band that used it as their strategy, and a lot of people bought their album online. It was extremely successful for them, but I don't think that that's why I want to do it. I'm not looking to get rich off of your new book, but I also want to acknowledge and recognize that people don't seem to value what they don't pay for.
Mm. Well, I can remember you gave me that argument, way back in April, I think, when you first asked me if you could put together a website, and I said, gee, I can't afford it, I can't provide money, and you said, no, you'd do it. You wanted to see my writings get out there or something, and then you talked about how you'd do something or whatever to see that I was compensated, and I said, no, I don't want to be compensated, I want to be paid. I want to give it away, and I'll give it to you. You do what you want with them. Get them out there and sign with me. That's what I'm called to do.
I hear you, Brad. I think we'll probably go ahead with that. If somebody can't afford to pay for the book, they can have it for free. All they have to do is send me an email. If you don't have a credit card, you can't put it through the PayPal, send me an email, and I'll send you a copy of the book for free. Electronic, of course. If you want the paperback, like we've been doing with the other couple of books, you can have that cost as well. So as soon as I get it set up through our paperback printer, so you can click on it, we'll send that out and we'll mark the price at whatever the cost of the printing is, our cost. How does that sound?
What do you think that might be?
It's somewhere between $4 and $5.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cost of paper, right? Cost of paper, and for them to do a short run, right? Because unless they do a run of over 1,000, it costs a lot of money.
We had a guy once that offered to buy a whole bunch of books if he could get a reduced price or something, and you looked into that, and I guess here's where my mind is. There's been a couple of promotions of books that have gone out that have done quite well. I can't think of them right now, but whereas somebody that had the bucks to do it felt as crazy as you were about my stuff and went ahead and sponsored and bought tons of books so that the publisher could just give them away. If that was around, would that be an attraction to you or not?
Absolutely. If there's a further discount I can negotiate for buying 100 or 1,000 or something like that, I definitely will.
What you're saying right now is you're going to just do it for your actual cost.
Which is the one-of cost, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that? For the cost for one book to be printed at one time.
Yeah.
Somewhere between $5.
Yeah.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to actually hear from our audience. They think that that's fair and a good thing to do. Send me an email. Ryan@spiritualhealingsource or comment at the end of this post. And we'll be glad to take into consideration our readers' advice and our listeners.
Well, I'm going to tout it. My professor friend used words like overwhelmingly powerful to me. Just two other people have read it. I can't get my publisher to read it for some reason or other. But I'm sure you will now that I've publicly chastened you. I just reread it. Kind of, actually, for the first time yesterday or day before yesterday, that's one of the most powerfully spiritual books I've ever read. Which means I'm not taking much credit for writing, if any.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
How about no? I mean, it's heavy. It is heavy duty. If you've ever wanted a book that'll turn you around and send you in a great direction, this is the book.
Well, I'm going to print it off today and keep going beyond chapter one. I make that commitment that it will be by my bedside to read before I go to bed tonight.
By the way, you made another commitment to me at our last podcast. I challenged you to do something last podcast. You said you'd do it. Did you do it, or do you even remember?
I certainly did. I follow through on my commitments. And so what I was supposed to do was relinquish control. right? And so next time I was in prayer, I said, Dad, whatever it is that you think I should relinquish control over, you tell me what it is, and I'm going to give it up. Well, sure enough, the next morning I woke up, and there was an item right there smack in front of me. And it's a standard one that many entrepreneurs may face. I had a customer who had still not yet paid my invoice. And quite frankly, I'm not starving to death. I have a roof over my head, gas in my car, money to do what I need to do, and so on and so forth. But it irked me that this invoice was not paid. So rather than judge my brother, who was not paying my invoice, I decided to follow your advice and I turned it over to Dad. Now here's the quizzical part. So far, nothing has happened, except I no longer feel irritated by it. That's it. Now, if that was the goal of the exercise, it succeeded. If the goal of the exercise was to lose my irritation and get paid, well then it's a dismal failure, my friend.
I didn't say anything about anything. I just said, give it up.
And I have.
And you did.
And I did. And I've repeatedly given it up because, of course, the issue has come up again where the thought crossed my mind, why hasn't my brother paid my invoice yet? And I immediately go, oh, it's not mine to worry about. I handed that over to Dad.
Wow. Two times.
Yeah. Yeah. More than once. Yeah. More than once. It's come up both times. I relinquished control both times.
Now, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
And this is still relinquishing control. Say to Dad, and that's the point of this book, what now? Do I bill him again? Do I call him? Or do I just leave it in your hands? You tell me and I'll do whatever, because I want you to control this situation. I don't want to do it. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. I'll go to the next step. I'm going to say, what now?
There you go. The point of the book. We got it.
I got it.
It always takes you so long to get something.
Are you trying to say I'm a little slow?
No. It's the last thing I would say about you.
Well, thanks, Brad. I promised to read your book starting tonight. I've only read chapter one. I'm going to read the other chapters right away. I'm looking forward to it, and over the next couple of weeks, we'll probably reveal a little bit more, and when we're ready to release it to the general public, away we go. Probably within 30 days, I'd say.
Well, you'll notice when you get to it on the title page, I put, instead of a date, I put Brad Cullen, Thanksgiving 2010. Think you can get it out that soon?
Huh? Well, yeah, try. I guess that's...
Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's the arena. You know how I am about those kinds of things anyway. I could care less.
Yeah, you're real pushy. I know how you are.
Just give me the turkey and shut up.
Okay, brother. Thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time today, and I can't wait to read the rest of your book.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.